crime. That is the famous socialist line. I mean, they can turn anybody into a criminal, right? Anybody can be turned into a criminal, and the IRS apparently heading in that direction. Here's a plan being put forth by the Biden administration that would track all deposits and all withdrawals from your bank accounts, every single nickel. Under the plan, banks and other payment providers would be required to tell the IRS how much money came in and out of individuals' and businesses' accounts each year, going far beyond existing reporting of interest income. You know, the only way they can make sure they can maximize taxes is to make sure they know every nickel that moves every time. And if you don't do it exactly right, they'll just take your money away. Joining me, Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, Big Brother wants to know every nickel you have all the time, 24 hours a day. It is outrageous.
It is. We focused a little bit over the last couple of months about the tax rates that the Democrats want to put in, that Biden wants to put in. They're now talking about stripping you of all privacy, of having the government know everything about what you're doing. But this is Venmo, this is PayPal. This is not Swiss bank accounts. This is everything in your personal life, because maybe they can tax it. And this is very, very big in bank privacy. It's how they used to treat people who were drug dealers, and they wanted to look at it, and they'd go to the court, get approval, go look at everything the drug dealer was spending or not. No more courts, no more asking questions, just we have access to that. We know that in cancel culture, they've gone after people who made political contributions they didn't like and made the public. People lost careers and businesses as a result of it.
You know, a number of years ago, I read a book when I was younger about the coming cashless society, that cash would be eliminated, something else the government would like. And nothing better than a cashless society and every single transaction with mandatory reporting to the government. That way, they never miss a nickel of taxes they think they're owed. They can monitor you 24 hours a day. And it's all for the children and for the old folks, because, my gosh, if the little old lady gets her check stolen, well, we can't have that, so we'll just have cashless exchanges. So her Social Security will go straight to her account. We'll monitor that. We'll know exactly what's going on all the time. The government control here, it's astounding, Grover. It really is.
Well, it's a part of everything else. They don't like cars, because you can get in your car and 2 days later be anywhere in the United States. How do you control that? They really want to know. They like trains. They like railroads. They know exactly where you are. The Soviet Union, you can't disappear, because there aren't sort of roads to go to. You can either go by plane, they know where you are. A train, they know where you are. On the subway, they can follow you. And cash makes it difficult for the government to know everything you're doing at any given time. This is East Germany Stasi's.
Yeah, the Stasi dream. Approach. So let me ask you this, Grover Norquist here, Americans for Tax Reform. This would also explain quite clearly. Now, I don't fiddle around, at least not yet, but this might push me to that point with cryptocurrency. I don't understand it very well. I think I would lose my shirt if I did that. And me doing the show without a shirt, not all that attractive. So the point being is I've avoided it. But cryptocurrency allows people to function beyond the purview of the government looking at everything you do. So that would explain why people in the government hate cryptocurrency as well, wouldn't it?
Yes. You wonder, why do you care about cryptocurrency? Why do you care about Bitcoin and so on? They care because they see a lack of control. I've always wondered, ever since I was like 12, why the Democrats had this view about gun control, where they want to take away your guns, and then they tell you what their plans were. what are the plans they have for you that they don't want to talk about until you're disarmed? Why did they want to tell you about their plans about your livelihood that they'd rather not discuss until they're pretty sure there's no off-ramp, no Bitcoin, no cash?
Sure. Well, and the other concerning thing here, Grover, and I've had a couple of people on recently about this. I'd like you to weigh in on this. I mean, you look what happened in Italy when they had the debt crisis. A lot of people just completely ignore this. I don't know why. The government in Italy went in and raided people's savings accounts, as much as 50% in some cases. Oh, you've got more money than you'll ever need. You don't need all this money. The government went in and claimed it. Well, if you set up a system where the government knows exactly how much money is going in and how much money is going out and exactly how much you have in your accounts, man, it gets a lot easier to come raid the piggy bank of mom and pop America and steal what they've saved over their lifetimes if you have access to everything. Makes it easier, doesn't it?
It does. They did this in Argentina as well. And there have been American liberal writers, university professors, who've written that we should, that the government should steal all of the money in your 401k, all the money in your individual retirement account, and bring that into one big sort of social security thing, because the government has so mismanaged Social Security, Medicare, that they go out and steal this, put in. Then they're not short money. Then they don't look bad. They don't look silly having not prepared.
And besides, you know, stealing from the rich is no big deal because they probably had white privilege and they were racist to get the money anyway, despite the fact that a lot of these wealthy people will be people of color and immigrants and all. They'll just steal it all and blame it on white supremacy and all of this sort of nonsense and bury it that way. That would be the plan. I'll give you the last word, but it is frightening stuff. Let me ask this question. We only got about 20 seconds. How close is this to becoming a reality, this IRS oversight?
One election away. If the Democrats lose in the House and the Senate 2 years from now, they won't be able to do this. If they win, they will.
Frightening stuff. Grover Norquist, always an eye-opener. Greatly appreciate you being here, as always. Americans for Tax Reform. Grover Norquist, thank you.
Take care.
Wow. One election away. One. That's how close you are every day. It's the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.